Scientists for years have tried to figure out why the western stock of Steller sea lions have continued to decline. Now a team of university researchers, commercial fishermen, and military contractors are testing a new way to monitor the endangered animals. KUCB's Alexandra Gutierrez has more.
On the off chance you were out at Bishop Point last week, you might have spotted a small unmanned aircraft in the sky, the same kind of drone that Navy SEALs use for reconnaissance missions.
Clear prop. Prop is clear.
The launch wasn't part of some secret military mission or anything like that. It was a test run to see if drones with cameras attached could potentially be used to monitor an endangered stock of Steller sea lions. Because their habitat is in the western end of the Aleutians, where weather can make travel difficult, the species is notoriously difficult and expensive to research.
To be able to monitor them is more demanding out here than most places in the country where you can walk up to an animal or at least get somewhat close.
That's Greg Walker. He's the unmanned aircraft program manager at the University of Alaska Fairbanks, and he's helping spearhead the project.
The question is, could you work off of a boat closer to the area, you know, a few miles from the area that you're of interest, and be able to see it when those little spots of good weather that show up once in a while, and be able to do the data that way?
The Puma all-environment drone is small, with a wingspan of just about 9 feet. It's designed to land in the water, and it's quieter than a normal airplane, so it might even be able to get somewhat closer to the sea lions without disturbing them. The camera is tucked into the front of the aircraft, and it almost looks like a Star Wars droid. On top of taking high-resolution photos, the camera is capable of producing thermal images.
The thermal helped us identify maybe areas to look for, because they climb out on the rocks, and they're nice and warm. They're sunning themselves, and so you could get ideas with thermally of where to pay attention with the visible camera, which might help us see more areas that the animals have not been getting monitored very aggressively right now because they've never been there. They're there in such small quantity they don't get counted, perhaps.
AeroVironment designed the drone, and representatives from the technology company came out to conduct the launch. Shad Babb says that before coming to Alaska, they were just in Afghanistan teaching members of the military how to use the drones in their missions.
They're actually operating this, doing aerial security, surveillance, to make sure that, you know, they're safe while they're operating their vehicles, mainly on the roads.
The launch was conducted off the Sea Fisher, a 230-foot vessel operated by Cascade Fishing. Vice President of Operations Tim Meint says that as part of the Amendment 80 fleet, his vessel has been affected by the population decline of the Steller sea lions. This year, the National Marine Fisheries Service closed off the Atka mackerel and Pacific cod fisheries in the Western Aleutians in order to limit competition for food for the sea lions.
We're tied up here at the dock right now. A year ago at this time, we'd be out fishing. But right now, we're tied up until the 30th of June because we're shut down out west. And we're in an Amendment 80 co-op where we have our own fish. And that fish has been taken away, so I really don't have anything to do. So I've got, I sent 25 people home, and I've kept 20 people on the boat to kind of clean up and do maintenance, and it's painful.
The drone project is still in its early stages. Drone testing will continue over the next year, and it's unclear whether this sort of research will be conducted privately or be picked up by a government arm. Here in Unalaska, I'm Alexandra Gutierrez.